Okay, so let's say you're sitting in front of an Apple Macintosh computer running OS 10.4 Tiger, and you'd like to launch VoiceOver. Well, the command for launching VoiceOver is Command F5. Now, just a very quick note about the modifier keys on an Apple keyboard. The bottom left-hand three keys on the keyboard are, from left to right, Control, Option, and Command. Some people call that the Apple key, but it's really known as the Command key. Then you have the space bar, and then those keys are, the modifier keys are mirrored on the other side, so you have Command, Option, and then Control. And then, of course, along the top, you have your escape key on the top left-hand side, and the F keys going across the top of the keyboard. By the way, on the PowerBook and iBook laptops, the F keys, by default, control things like brightness and volume. So to access the functionality of the F keys for use with VoiceOver on those models, on those laptops, one would hold down the FN key, which is the bottom left-hand key on the laptop keyboard. So, and incidentally, to get into keyboard practice mode, you would type Control Option K. All right. But for now, let's just turn VoiceOver on.
VoiceOver on Finder, PTHD3, selected.
All right, so VoiceOver has told us that we are in the Finder, and PTHD3, which is the boot-up drive on this particular iBook right now, is selected. Now, on the desktop, we can move to items by either using the arrow keys. Like, for example, I'm going to hit the down arrow now.
Macintosh HD, selected.
That's Macintosh HD, which is the internal drive on the iBook. We can also move around by first letter navigation, just as you would expect. I'm going to hit P.
PTHD3, selected.
So now PTHD3 is selected once again. There are several orientation keys in VoiceOver, and those are the F keys 1 through 4, and I guess you could also consider F5 and F6 as kind of orientation keys as well, although they're not officially known as orientation keys, I don't think. But let's say if we were to type Control Option, which are known as the VoiceOver keys, Control Option F1 will tell us what application we're in and how many applications are running. So,
Finder 2 running applications.
All right, so we're in Finder right now, which is kind of really the equivalent of, let's say, Windows. And it's told me that there are two running applications. Now, if I were to hit Control F1 again, I would have a choice of navigating to other programs and other documents within those programs. I'm going to do that.
Application chooser menu, two items.
All right, now I'm going to use the down arrow.
Finder menu.
All right, I have Finder, which is one running application and has a submenu. I'm just going to go down.
Text edit menu.
All right, so text edit, the word processor built into OS X is running as well, and I'm going to hit the right arrow to get into the submenu.
Text edit menu, two items.
All right, hit down arrow.
Go to text edit.
I can go to text edit.
Untitled.
Or I can just go straight to the document, because you could have multiple documents open in applications. So if I were to hit return here, I would be taken to that untitled document. Or I could just hit escape to leave that to leave this menu.
Close the text edit menu.
Okay. Rather than using the application chooser menu, I could also just simply use command tab, which would be the equivalent of, let's say, alt tab. And since the command keys are to the left and to the right of the space bar, sort of the finger positions are the same, I'm going to
text edit.
I'm going to hit that. And as you can see, I can just
Finder
cycle through the applications. All right, so I'm back in Finder, and I'm going to type Control Option F2, which tells me what windows are active here.
Desktop.
All right, so the desktop is the active window right now. If I were to hit Control F2 again, I could choose between open windows within this application. I'm going to type Control Option F3 now, which tells me what the VoiceOver cursor is focused on.
PTHD3, Select it as in the voiceover cursor.
All right, the voiceover cursor you can think of as sort of the JAWS cursor. There are three points of focus within voiceover. There's the voiceover cursor, which can move anywhere on screen and can interact with items. There's the keyboard focus, which is just as you would expect on the Windows side of things, things that are selected in lists and selected on the desktop. And then there is the mouse pointer itself. Now, all of these points of focus can be routed to each other and tethered to each other, and you could set up those preferences within the voiceover utility, which we'll take a look at in a short while. I'm going to type Control Option F4, and that'll tell me what has keyboard focus.
PTHD3, select it has keyboard focus.
Well, of course, because it was selected, that has keyboard focus right now. I'm going to type Control Option F5.
Apple. Submenu is under the mouse.
So right now the mouse pointer is right over the Apple menu. And I'm going to type Control Option F6.
One item selected. PTHD3. Selected.
All right, so that's just another way of determining what text is selected. And right now, of course, PTHD3 is selected. Let's take a look at the menu bar. Across the top of the screen, in every application, there is a menu bar, which includes the Apple menu, the applications menu, and then your standard sort of file and edit, etc. And, of course, other menus change according to which program is active. To get to the menu bar, one can either type the Macintosh keyboard shortcut, Control F2, or use the voiceover shortcut, which is Control Option M. I'm going to get in there now.
Menu bar on Apple.
All right, so we're over the Apple menu, and let's get down into that menu with a down arrow.
Apple menu. About this Mac. Software update, ellipsis.
Software update, of course, just like Windows update. And the great thing is that any updates to VoiceOver, any new features and stuff, would be automatically included in software update. No need for software maintenance agreements or anything like that. Woo! Okay.
MacOS and software ellipsis. System preferences ellipsis.
System preferences is where you would configure every aspect of your computer and how it works. We'll take a look at that later.
Dock submenu.
Dock is like kind of a cross between the start menu and the taskbar, and here you can configure where it appears along the left side or the right side or the bottom, etc.
Location submenu. Recent items submenu. Force quit ellipsis. Command option escape. Force quit finder. Command shift option escape. Sleep. Restart ellipsis. Restart. Shut down ellipsis. Shut down. Logout Jerry Halladin ellipsis. Command shift Q. Logout Jerry Halladin. Command shift option Q. About this Mac.
All right, so we've wrapped around to the top. There's a little sound there that you heard. And I'm just going to go to the right now.
Finder.
All right, so we're in the applications menu. It says Finder because Finder is the active application right now.
About Finder. Preferences ellipsis. Command comma. Empty trash ellipsis. Dimmed. Command shift delete.
All right, and of course, you notice that there are keyboard shortcuts, and if items are not available, they are described as dimmed.
Empty trash, dimmed, command shift option delete, secure empty trash, dimmed, services, submenu.
Now, to get into submenus, as you would expect, you just simply use the right arrow.
Services, submenu, on Chinese text converter, submenu, disk utility, submenu.
And we can just go back into the previous menu by hitting left arrow.
Finder menu on services submenu.
So it really just behaves as you would expect.
Hide finder, command H. Hide others, command option H. Show all, dimmed. About finder.
And we've wrapped around to the top. I'm just going to move to the right just to see what other menus there are.
File.
There's a file menu.
Edit. View. Go. Window. Help. Apple.
All right, so we've wrapped around to the Apple menu once again. Let's escape out of this.
Closing menu.
I'd like to show you the voiceover menu, which is it's an invisible menu that's available in any application. And to get there, we would type Control Option F7.
Voiceover menu, 8 items.
All right, so there are 8 items in this menu. We're just going to hit the down arrow.
Help, question mark.
I should point out that in the voiceover menu, the keyboard shortcuts are meant to be used with the voiceover keys, the control and option keys. So in this case, control option question mark would bring up voiceover help. Let's move down.
Voiceover utility, F8.
Voiceover utility is where you would configure and customize the way voiceover works. Let's move down.
Orientation menu.
All right, here's some orientation shortcuts. So let's move to the right, take a look at these.
Orientation menu, 10 items. Application summary, F1.
So control option F1, that's the application summary.
Application chooser menu, F1, F1.
So as we did earlier by typing F1 a second time with the voiceover keys, we got into the application chooser menu, okay?
Window summary, F2.
All right, so that told us earlier that we were on the desktop.
Window chooser, menu, F2, F2. Voiceover cursor item, F3. Keyboard focused item, F4. Mouse item, F5. Mouse location, from top left, F5, F5.
All right, this would give us coordinate positions of the mouse.
Current selection, F6. Item help tag, H. Item help tag, H.
All right, that's the last item in this menu. Let's move back.
Voiceover menu, on, orientation, menu, navigation, menu.
All right, so here are navigation shortcuts. Let's move into this menu.
Navigation menu, 16 items. Left, left arrow. Right arrow. Up, up arrow. Down arrow. First visible item, home. Last visible item, end. First item, shift home. Last item, shift end. Duck, D. Desktop, shift D. Menu bar, M. Contextual menu, shift M.
Contextual menu would be sort of like right-clicking.
Keyboard focus to voiceover cursor, command F4. Voiceover cursor to keyboard focus, shift F4.
And of course these are routing commands.
Mouse to voiceover cursor, command F5. Voiceover cursor to mouse, shift F5. Voiceover cursor to...
Alright, I'm just going to interrupt the speech here. I'm going to move back into the voiceover menu.
Voiceover menu, on, navigation, menu, commands, menu, HH. Commands menu, 6 items. Interact with text, shift down arrow, item chooser, I. Open finder item, space. Click mouse, shift space. Echo voiceover cursor contents, A. Ignore next, key press, tap. Ignore next, key press.
Alright, that's the last item. Let's go back into the voiceover menu.
Voiceover menu, on, commands, menu, HH. Preferences, menu. Preferences menu, 11 items. Tile visuals, F10. Hide visuals, F11. Increase rate, command up arrow. Decrease rate, command down arrow. Back to volume control, command left arrow. Forward to pitch control, command right arrow. Adjust verbosity levels, V. Repeat last phrase, Z. Save last phrase to desktop, shift Z. Enable screen curtain, shift F11. Disable cursor tracking, shift F3. Disable...
All right. So as you see, there are many, many settings that you can perform from either within the voiceover menu or just on the fly, such as setting verbosity levels and stuff like that. Let's get back into the voiceover menu.
Voiceover menu, on, preferences, menu, pronunciation editor.
All right, you can edit pronunciations here, obviously.
Keyboard practice, K. Keyboard practice.
All right, so we're at the bottom of that menu. Let's escape out of this.
Closing voiceover menu.
And I'd like to show you the help system, which is totally accessible. The keyboard shortcut, as I recall, was question mark, but I have to point out that that's really shift forward slash. So control option shift forward slash.
Opening voiceover help. Help viewer, voiceover help, window, back, dim button.
Help Viewer is the application that runs the help system, and it works very much like HTML. Let's see what the voiceover cursor is focused on.
Back. Dimmed button is in the voiceover cursor.
All right, so the back button is in focus. We're at a toolbar at the top of the Help Viewer. I'm going to read to the right with Control-Option-Right arrow.
Forward. Dimmed button. Home button. Currently not busy. Busy indicator. Blank search text field.
We could search topics here, of course.
HTML content.
All right, so we have some HTML content here. We're going to interact with this by pressing Control-Option-Shift-Down arrow.
Interact with HTML content. Image of VoiceOver application image. VoiceOver utility icon image. VoiceOver help. Link www.apple.com. Discover VoiceOver. Link a built-in screen reader to assist those with low vision.
All right, so let's say we wanted to follow this link. We would press Control-Option-Spacebar. And incidentally, if you didn't want to use the Control and Option keys all the time, you could lock the Control and Option keys with Control-Option-Semicolon, and then just simply use the up and down arrows and the spacebar to select items like links.
Press a build link, VoiceOver help.
All right, we're going to read down here.
Link index. VoiceOver utility icon image. Discover VoiceOver. VoiceOver is more than a screen reader for Mac OS X. It's a built-in alternative to the traditional way computer users interact with the computer. If you have difficulty seeing the screen or need to hear the screen's contents spoken, you can use VoiceOver to move around the screen, hear descriptions of everything on the screen, select items, read and manipulate text, and more. Getting started. Image of VoiceOver controls in Universal Access Preferences image. To use VoiceOver, you must know the name and location of the keys on your keyboard. VoiceOver is intended for use only with English language Apple keyboards. You can turn on VoiceOver in the Universal Access pane of System Preferences. Or press Command F5 or Command FN F5 if you use a portable computer. To stop VoiceOver speaking a phrase, press and release the control key. VoiceOver has built-in keyboard practice to help you learn the location of keys on the keyboard. To start keyboard practice, press Control-Option-K. When you're finished, press the Escape key. To learn more about using the keyboard, click the links below. Bullet image. Link. Learn more about function keys.
So, as you can see, you can navigate the help system, follow links, and read all about VoiceOver and Macintosh OS X Tiger as well. Oh, before I forget, I wanted to point out that in an HTML document such as this, we can navigate this just using links. Control-Option-U.
Link chooser menu, 22 items.
Brings up a list of links, and we could just use the down arrow.
VoiceOver help. Index. Learn more about using your keyboard.
Or use first letter navigation.
7 items using your keyboard.
So it behaves very much like choosing a link with JAWS.
Closing link chooser menu.
Let's quit out of the help system with Command Q.
Finder PTHD3 selected.
And let's take a look at the VoiceOver utility, where we can configure the way VoiceOver behaves. And that shortcut is Control-Option-F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. Window. Verbosity. Select tab 1 of 5.
All right, so we're in the Verbosity tab, which is the first tab in a series of 5. We're just going to read across to see what tabs we have here.
Navigation, tab 2 of 5. Voices, tab 3 of 5. Display, tab 4 of 5. Pronunciation, tab 5 of 5.
I'm going to continue to the right here.
Punctuation.
All right, so let's see what options we have in the Verbosity tab of the VoiceOver Utilities window.
Some punctuation, pop-up button.
All right, so here we have a pop-up button where we can set the verbosity. In order to make a selection in a pop-up menu, which Windows would consider, let's say, a combo box, we would use the space bar.
checked menu on some check mark.
All right, so some is checked right now. Let's just use the down arrow.
None. All. Most. Some. Check mark.
All right, so we did hear a little wraparound sound as we went past the none choice. And so let's say we wanted to choose none, for example. We would arrow down.
None.
And hit return.
None.
All right, so let's just take a look at this.
None. Punctuation pop-up button is in the voiceover cursor.
So our punctuation verbosity is set to none. I'm just going to actually reset that back to some.
Menu on none. Check mark.
All right, I think I could use first letter navigation here.
Some.
Yeah, sure.
Some.
All right, let's continue on.
Repeated punctuation. First three times. Repeated punctuation. Pop-up button. When text attributes change. Do nothing. When text attributes change. Pop-up button. While typing speak. Every character. While typing speak. Pop-up button. Speak text under mouse after delay, unchecked checkbox.
Well, that's a nice feature to have.
20.0% speak text under mouse after delay slider.
All right, so here's a slider which we can interact with by pressing Control Option Shift Down Arrow.
Interacting with horizontal slider.
All right, tells us this is a horizontal slider. If I were to move to the left,
15.0%. 10.0%, 5.0%, 0.0%.
All right, let's stop interacting. Control Option Shift Up Arrow.
Stop interacting with slider.
All right, let's continue.
Short. Long.
I guess short and long is just text associated with that slider.
Login greeting.
All right, so the login greeting, what you hear when you launch VoiceOver, I guess you can edit.
Edit text. Welcome to Macintosh. VoiceOver is running.
All right, so you can have fun with that, of course.
Announce when mouse cursor enters a window, unchecked checkbox. Announce when a modifier key is pressed, unchecked checkbox.
And of course, we can change the status of a checkbox by simply using the space bar.
Check. Announce when a modifier key is pressed, checkbox.
All right, so let's see.
Control option.
There you go. So it's announcing it. I'm just going to turn that off for now.
Uncheck. Announce when the modifier key is pressed. Checkbox. Announce when the caps lock key is pressed. Checked checkbox. Help button. Reset button. Verbosity. Select tab 1 of 5.
All right, so we've come back to the verbosity tab. We're going to move to the right.
Navigation tab 2 of 5.
And let's press this tab.
Press navigation. Select tab 2 of 5.
Let's just tab right into the content of this window.
VoiceOver cursor moves to newly loaded web page. Unchecked checkbox. Group items in web pages. Unchecked checkbox.
So, of course, I'm using the tab key to move to these controls, so it behaves very much the way you'd expect as well.
Navigate images. Checked checkbox. Only navigate images with a description. Unchecked checkbox. VoiceOver cursor tracks keyboard focus. Checked checkbox. Keyboard focus tracks VoiceOver cursor. Checked checkbox. VoiceOver cursor tracks mouse cursor. Unchecked checkbox.
These are obviously where you can set the preference for what tracks what, and of course you can do this with keyboard shortcuts as well.
Mouse cursor tracks VoiceOver cursor. Unchecked checkbox. VoiceOver cursor tracks keyboard text selection. Checked checkbox. Keyboard text selection tracks VoiceOver cursor. Checked checkbox. Help button. Reset button. Navigation. Select tab 2 of 5.
So we've tabbed right back to the top, as you can hear. So you can see that in terms of navigation, there are really quite a lot of preferences that you can set to make VoiceOver behave the way you'd like.
Thanks, Jerry, and we'll learn more from Jerry Hallerton about the various configuration options available to VoiceOver users next week here on Main Menu. On behalf of all the team, this is Dave Williams saying it's time to log off for another week. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your program, and we very much welcome your feedback and submissions. Do drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. Until next time, bye for now.